Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Red Line Show with Pacific Exotics. I'm your host, Dylan Nokel, and today's a little bit of a different one than the normal one. I don't have a guest today. I am by myself. I'm in a little bit different of a setting. If you guys are watching the clips on Instagram, on the reels, you'll see I'm not in the garage. I'm doing a little solo episode today, so I figured I'd set up the mic in my living room. It's a little more comfortable. A little more of a normal space, if you will, than the garage. But we're gonna go over a couple of things. If you guys listen to the podcast trailer, the first one where I was by myself, kind of going through what this whole podcast would be like, I did talk a little bit about some Lotus Esprits that we have coming up for auction. We're making two go live first. So we've got a 2003 V8 Final Edition with a sequential transmission made by Quaife, which is the transmission company that makes most of Lotus's transmissions. That should be live late April. I've got the full photo shoot done. I took a bunch of videos. That car is a lot of fun. Whoever ends up with that car is going to have a great, great car. It's a lot of fun. And then the next one is a Calypso Red Esprit, a G-Body Esprit. They might go live on the same day. We might stagger them. We'll see. We don't have all the plans lined out exactly yet, but those cars should be on Bring a Trailer late April, if all goes to plan. Maybe late April, sometime early mid-May. We'll see. But I'll let you guys know the sooner we get details on those. And then there's another Esprit in that collection as well that will also be going live. I don't remember exactly what year that one is off the top of my head, but that one's going to be up a little bit later than the first two. We also might have a DB9 Volante, I believe a 2009. I'd have to go check my notes. I haven't done any photo work on this car. I don't know if we're actually going to have it live, so I might be jinxing myself. We might not get it, but it's a black exterior with a little bit darker than a peanut butter brown interior, and it's on aftermarket wheels. It's a very nice car. I love Aston, so I might be a little bit biased, but that car is gorgeous. And then also a C3. I believe a C3 Corvette. I'm not too familiar with the old classic body styles, but I'm pretty sure it's a old C3 Corvette. I guess they both have long hoods. I'm trying to think of ways to distinguish the C2 between the C3. Yeah, no, it definitely is a C3 because I know what the C4 looks like, and it was definitely right before that. So a C3 classic Corvette possibly as well, and a early DB9 Volante, which should be a lot of fun. I love those Astons, and that V12, it sounds so good. I was actually around it when the owner started it and took it for a quick spin around the block to get it warmed up, and it sounds amazing. If that one does go to auction, whoever ends up with that is also gonna get a great car. So there's some stuff with that. There's also possibly, this one isn't completely set in stone yet, maybe there's a car at the LeMay Car Museum in the current Japanese exhibit. One of the vehicles there we might be selling after that. I don't want to say too much because I really don't want to jinx that one. That'll be a fun one if we do get that one. But a lot of things coming soon for Pacific Exotics. We got a good amount of cars heading to Bring a Trailer. Should be a lot of fun. Some of those future cars might end up on Cars and Bids. Possibly seeing some stuff about what's going on over there. Nothing bad. Sometimes you just got to pick like what car goes on what platform. Some cars perform better on other platforms, and it's all part of the job. It's fun though. I enjoy it. As far as guests go, we've had a good first three guests. I've liked them. We had Scott Carlson on the first one. Great episode. We had Jack on the second one. The audio kind of sucked for that one. Which is fine, because that gives us an excuse to possibly fly down to Arizona and record another one with him. I know we'll both be in Monterey at the same time, so I might pack up all the audio equipment, and we might record an episode late or early in the morning at some time in Monterey, if we have time. Who knows? Monterey Car Week's always hectic, and you're always busy, so we might not even have an hour to sit down and chat, but who knows? An episode with Jack will probably be coming again in the future. Episode 3 was with my good friend Beck. That was a great, great episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. That one was recorded down in the garage. We had a lot of fun talking about how he photographed the singer. We both photographed an RWB together. Had a lot of fun with that. Shout out to Simon for letting us do that. I did actually... We talked in that episode about me printing out a photo to give to Simon, which I did do. I will be sending that out today. So that's fun. I printed out an 8.5 by 11 for me and then a 16 by 20 for him. And it looks freaking amazing. Something about seeing your own photos on a print, especially that big when we're so used to seeing them on cell phones, like you have a whole new sense of appreciation when you have it on like physical paper in front of you, which is really, really cool. So Simon, I hope you like your print. I am sending it out to you today. This episode is also not recorded early, which is why it hasn't dropped at 9:30 this morning. I am recording this on a Tuesday, which is very abnormal. As far as future guests go, I'd like to get my good friend, I'm sure a lot of you guys will know him, Brandon Washness. I want to get him on. Kind of talked to him about getting on here soon. We might have him on next week. We'll see. I have a laundry list of people to have on here. I don't want to go through too many of them, but he'll hopefully be on next week's episode. So if you guys are listening to this, and I'll post a little thing on the Pacific Exotics Instagram story, which I did for Jack, and then I totally forgot. So hopefully I don't forget. If you guys have questions, I'll have a little Q&A story post. Drop them in there. I'll probably post one today, and then I'll probably have 3 posted between now and the episode just to see if we can get a good amount of questions coming through that I can save, because we might have more questions coming through closer to when we record with him. I don't know how early we're going to record that episode. We'll see. We might even record it tomorrow and have it prepped a week in advance. Who knows? As far as car stuff in Washington go, we're approaching actual car show season. We have the first RTC rainout of the year scheduled for this weekend, which a couple of friends of mine were actually kind of hoping that, like, almost thinking it might not get rained out because last weekend's weather was so good. But it looks like, I don't know, the people up there controlling the weather just saw that people had scheduled RTC for this week, this coming weekend, and decided to put rain on Saturday. So it looks like it's going to get rained out, but our good weather is coming. I'm excited for it. We should hopefully have some good weather within the next couple weekends, which is exciting because RTC opening day is a blast. If any of you car guys are local to the Pacific Northwest and you haven't been to an RTC opening day, get yourself to an RTC opening day. It's like the best show of the year. It's a lot of fun. I'll see if I can go through. I'll find a video on my phone and I'll post it on our Pacific Exotics page to kind of show what it's like. But it is just, I mean, there's like literally no competition. It is the best show every year. Sometimes there's a few of the same cars that come through every year, but for the most part, you kind of get a little bit of a new crop of something every opening day. There has been, I wasn't to the show, but I had heard at one point that there had been a Bugatti Veyron there. I missed German Car Day last year, and they had a Stirling Moss, which is epic. Like, I've never seen a Stirling Moss. I don't remember how many were made, but I don't think many. To see one of those in person has got to be something else. So that'll be fun. I know also this coming Saturday, although RTC will probably be postponed to weather, Griot's does not tend to postpone their stuff, and they have a little cars and coffee, what they like to call caffeine and gasoline, I think. Yes, caffeine and gasoline. And there's a supercar themed this Saturday. So I will probably be going to that one that morning, which should be fun. It tends, if it kind of collides with RTC, then it's sometimes not as busy. But if RTC gets canceled, it's usually pretty busy. So if RTC is postponed, I will definitely be going to Griot's. Should be kind of a good showing. Kind of. It just will. Griot's is amazing. On that first episode, we had Scott Carlson on. We talked about his Noble. His Noble is actually on display at Griot's right now. So if you want to go check that out, it's in their showroom in the back. So go to Griot's, buy you some stuff. It's pretty much nearly impossible to go into a Griot's and not buy anything. It's pretty dangerous to walk in there with your wallet, actually, because you might leave with an empty wallet. But go in there. Scott's car is there in the back. It looks like they have a lot of cool supercars. If you haven't seen Griot's Senna, that thing is sweet. That's parked in the back. That'd be a fun topic to talk to Brandon about, because I'm pretty sure he shot that thing. He has. I do remember the photos. Great photos, always, from Brandon. But yeah, that car is on display in the back. It has, it's based off the old Marlboro livery, which a lot of people think is like red on the cars, but they actually made it orange because on the very old TVs, this is what I heard, on the very old TVs, that color orange would show up red on the other end. So when you actually see the car in person, the Marlboro red is technically orange, which I think is kind of funny. And then you look at the interior of the car, and the interior is pretty much all carbon fiber, like almost every Senna, but it's like a very deep, dark red carbon fiber that you really don't notice unless you're like specifically looking for it or shining a light at it, or it's out in the sun. It's really sweet to look at. So that's a cool car. Definitely need to go look at that once if you haven't. So we'll be at that show. I've kind of hinted a few times at the possibility of live podcast shows. I don't want to say too much, but there should be maybe some things coming up in the future. Within a week from now, we might have some plans for some things. We'll see about that. But yeah, a lot of fun things coming up with Pacific Exotics. We got a good amount of guests. If you guys have any recommendations for guests that you want to have on the show, please send me a DM and let me know, because I'm always open to ideas. If you're listening and you want to be on the show, if you're local and want to join, let me know. I'm open to anyone. We have a laundry list of guests that I want to reach out to that we're planning, but I'm always open to more ideas. I want more people on here. I want this to grow, and with more people, we can grow more and have a lot more fun. So I don't really have a whole lot more for this episode. It's going to be a short, looks like about roughly 10 minutes, but that's what you get when it's just me. It's not a bunch of rambling with other people, which, you know, as I know why you guys come here to listen to, but stay tuned. We'll probably have Brandon on the next one. If you guys have any questions you want me to ask him, message our DMs right now. Drop anything. We'll have a little Q&A segment. Oh, I also did want to talk about when we recorded the episode with Jack, we talked about adding a game segment. I'm still kind of figuring that out. I don't really know what game we want to do, but I think it would be kind of fun to have like a little game segment in the podcast to play with our podcast guests. Trying to think of something. We'll see. I liked playing the car related 21 questions with Jack, but there was a lot of quiet moments where you're kind of just sitting there thinking and you're just kind of forced to speak because it's on a podcast, and saying nothing for a decent amount of time is not the point of a podcast. So I don't know if that's what we're going to do, but we'll figure something out. I want to get some ideas. I'd like to have a normal, a recurring game with our guests on the show. I think it would be fun, especially if we can do like, if we can remember the score of the last guest and maybe have the next guest try and beat them or something like that. I think it would be fun. So if you guys have any ideas for that or want to help come up with an idea for that, let me know, because that's in the plan as well. But that'll be the end of the episode today. Sorry for the short episode with no podcast guest. but we will have our guests on by the next episode. With that, I'm out of here. I will see you guys next Tuesday. Have a good week. Go crush your week. Have some fun. Take advantage of the good weather. It might rain a couple days this week, but if we get some sun, go take your car out. Have fun with it. Our summer's coming soon. Car show season's coming soon, which means we're probably going to start getting busy, which is good for you guys and good for me. A lot of fun. I'll see you guys in the next one. Later. Bye.